work together.
In the new series, Arnold Schwarzenegger shares his thoughts on tackling climate change.
It's a huge undertaking. Everyone has to participate in this, and then I think we can do it.
And we'll have more unique carbon-busting ideas.
This is the reservoir at Sheepman's Farm with a 250-kilowatt solar panel system on it.
Floating solar power, super-efficient wind turbines, and carbon-free snacks.
This was net-zero supply chain produced.
The new series of 39 Ways to Save the Planet.
With me, Tom Heap.
And me, Dr. Tamsin Edwards. Next Monday to Friday lunchtime at 1:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And to open the series, flying has long been seen as one of the biggest carbon villains. But what if we could fly without the guilt? Tom Heap meets the pioneers of zero carbon flight, hitching a ride with Harbour Air in Canada, who've retrofitted one of their planes to fly on electric battery power. Visiting the equivalent of the Batcave with a Bristol company making EVTOLs, electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles, which could see us zipping between cities, and asking about the use of sustainable aviation fuels. That's all coming this Monday at 1:45 here on Radio 4. Now here's another chance to hear Philip Jackson, Mark Benton and Alison Steadman star in the third series of The Break. This week, Jeff tampers with the unknown.
The Break by Ian Brown and James Hendry. Episode 3, The Haunting of Jeffrey Whittaker.
Andy, could you pass me the bugle?
What are you going to do? Sound the last post?
No, not yet a while. The Flamford Bugle. The paper, your line on it.
Oh, sorry, Jeff.
Right. Oh, I see there's been a moped robbery on the parade.
Is that the robbery of a moped or a robbery on a moped?
Doesn't say. That's the bugle for you. You know, I was saying to the Home Secretary the other day, what we need is more bobbies on the beat.
What?
A visible presence.
No, no. You said you talked to the Home Secretary.
That's right. She was on the telly on Wednesday. Newsnight.
And you talked to her?
Of course I did. Oh, take that look off your face. I know she can't hear me. I was venting, all right?
All right.
Yeah, you didn't really think I thought I was talking to the Home Secretary.
Well, no.
And before you say it, yes, I know my glasses are on the top of my head.
You're being very defensive.
I'm not defensive, Andy. I'm afraid.
What of?
Of getting old.
What you need is a project. Take your mind off things.
Good idea. Let's go to the pub and get bladdered.
What did you bring me here for? It's like a morgue.
Yeah, but a morgue that sells beer.
Apparently not. Where's the bar staff?
It wasn't always like this, you know. I used to come to this pub all the time. My dad brought me here for my first pint.
Hello?
Of course, he's gone now. Never to return. Like my mum. Your Auntie Carol. Cousin Jimmy. Stripey the goldfish. All gone.
Let's go to the pub, he says. Cheer ourselves up.
Yeah. Why did we bother?
Listen, why don't I call Dr. Singh and make an appointment for you to talk things over?
That'll just depress me.
Why?
Seeing how young she is.
Hello?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Ah.
Sorry to keep you. I was out the back reading a book. Welcome to the Grey Lady Arms. What can I do you for, as it were?
Two pints of Alderman, please. Quiet tonight, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's quiet every night. No, we don't get the footfall we used to. Not since they closed the dry ski slope. There you are. Two pints of Champness.
We asked for Alderman.
Oh, did you? Oh, dearie me.
Doesn't matter.
Pretty out Champness is fine.
Contactless.
It seems like it sometimes, these past few years.
Oh, God, I'll do it.
Anyway, head office thinks we need a gimmick.
Serving the wrong beer's quite a novelty.
I've tried live Premier League night. Doesn't have the same impact without a telly.
No, I suppose not.
Then I had an open mic comedy night. Trouble is, no one round here's all that funny. And, you know, there's not much to laugh about.
You're right there.
God.
Then there was live music night. That was quite exciting. I booked an Elvis Presley tribute act.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So good he died on the toilet right before the show.
Oof. Unlucky.
What you need is a ghost.
What?
Every pub has a ghost.
No, not this one.
Really? Have you not heard the story of the Grey Lady of Sharpwater Green?
No.
That's how this pub got its name, the Grey Lady Arms. You see, the story goes, in the reign of Charles II, there was a young woman named Nellie Hewitson, who kept house for a rich merchant and his wife. Now, young Nellie developed a fierce passion for Edward, her master, and sought to replace the wife in his affections. Nellie invited her one morning for a gannet-spotting ramble and threw the luckless woman off the clench. She tried to brazen it out, but in the end, it all became too much, and she hanged herself in remorse.
Yeah, well, quite right, so.
On the very spot you're standing now. And they do say in the small, lonely hours of the night, her arms appear in mid-air, grappling with the deadly noose. Hence the name, the Grey Lady Arms.
Oh, how chilling. I've never heard that story before.
That's 'cause I just made it up.
What? Well, and I fell for it. Oh, that is even more chilling.
Don't worry. We're all but baubles in the hands of a master conjurer.
So you reckon this story will get people coming to the pub?
All you need to do is get it out there. Social media. You could have a video to go with it. Spooky nighttime happenings.
Yeah, you could have doors opening and closing. Mm. Ashtrays sliding off tables. A worried cat.
I haven't got time to do all that. I've got my book to read.
We'll do it. My uncle needs a project.
Oh, yes, I suppose it'll take my mind off dead relatives. Of course, we'll need a few bob for equipment and stuff.
I don't know. I've only got a small PR budget.
How much?
£200. How much do you think it'll cost?
£200.
Hello, lads.
Hey.
Hello, Frank.
What's the recipe today, Jeff?
Brain food, please, Frank. We've got a haunting to arrange.
You what?
A gullible pub landlord has asked us to fake a haunting and film it.
Ooh, spooky.
No, we actually haven't done it yet.
No, I mean, it's spooky you've been asked to fake a haunting. I used to fake hauntings.
Did you?
In Germany.
You were in Germany?
In the army.
You were in the army?
Plain clothes.
What, you were a plainclothes soldier?
Yes.
So you're a spy?
I did occasionally access sensitive pre-Glasnost information, yes. But in my cover identity as a uniformed private, there was nothing we liked more on a Sunday than to scare the living daylights out of the weaker lads. Flying plates, severed limbs, green ectoplasm, screaming skulls, banshees, the rocking chair that moves by itself. Half the platoon lost their minds and had to be sent home. Oh, they were good days.
And those good days are about to come again. How would you like to join the Flamford False Phantom Fakers?
Eh?
Me and Andy. We start Thursday night.
Hey, I'd be delighted. And besides, I could do with the exorcise. Exorcise? Ooh.
It's a wonder only half the platoon went mad.
Hello, Joyce. Two teas, please.
And a couple of my lovely homemade custard tarts.
Yes, please. So, how you doing, Joyce?
I don't know, Jeff. I seem to be even more nervous than usual.
Is that a dog?
Yes, it's an Irish Wolfhound cross.
Cross with what?
Well, everyone, really.
No, I mean, what breed is it crossed with?
Oh, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. He's called Goliath.
So you've picked a combination of the largest dog available and the most ferocious and unpredictable dog available.
Oh, you could put it like that. Funny thing happened the other day.
Funny?
He gave one of the customers a nip.
Oh, dear.
It was all right. They managed to pack it in ice and stitch it back on.
Stitch what back on?
There you are. Lovely custard tarts.
Smashing. So why did you decide to get Goliath? You've had to take out two tables.
He's a guard dog. You remember we were talking about those armed robbers who held up that restaurant?
That was in Cincinnati.
Well, the world's shrinking. It's a global village and the duck pond's getting closer.
Joyce, do you honestly think some armed robbers from Cincinnati are going to jump on a plane and fly over here to rob your cafe?
Oh, you don't think they would they?
No, I was trying to imply that it would be highly unlikely.
Oh, he doesn't like your tone, Jeff.
All right. I'll give him one of my lovely smiles.
Don't show him your teeth, Jeff.
Message received. Here, Andy, what about using Goliath in our haunting? He'd make an excellent Hound of the Baskervilles type ghost dog.
That would require one of us to daub Goliath with luminous paint while the other one holds it still.
Okay, scrub that idea.
Hello, Phil. We're here.
Hi, guys. You can put your stuff over there. I'm just cashing up.
How did it go tonight?
Oh, well, yeah, I thought I'd hire this new magician. You might have heard of him, Brian Miles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, first thing he made disappear with the customers.
Yeah. Oh. Don't worry, as soon as we get this film online, you'll need his magic wand to fight them off.
Oh, great. Sorry, I don't think we've been introduced.
Oh, I'm Jeff and this is Andy.
No, you know the other fella.
What other fella?
The bloke in the stained white overall.
I can't see anyone. Can you, Andy?
No.
What?
First spooking to us, I think.
I knew you were the right man for the job.
Do you like the way I just stared? Yeah.
It's chilling.
Right. I'll be doing my standard poltergeist. Flying glassware, sliding a beer mat, slamming doors. You all right with that?
Fine.
Hey, what do you think, lads? Camera over here, giving a nice wide view of the bar area.
Yeah, fine.
You're the Frightmeister.
Right, I can see you know your business. I'll leave the four of you to it.
The four of us?
Yeah, I presume the lady's with you.
Which lady?
The lady over there in the doorway. Ah! Second a spooking to me, and me thinks.
Yes.
Nice one. Yeah, see you tomorrow, Phil. We'll lock up when we're done.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't bother. No one comes in here anyway. Ta-da.
Toodles. Ta-da. Right, let's get haunting. All right, go again. Get behind the counter, Jeff. You got the fishing wires?
Yes.
And action. Cue the door. Good. Barstool. Okay, I'll buy that. Fluttering calendar. Jeff, I can still see your ass. Tuck it in, man. Tuck it in. Lovely. String number 3. And the last one? Lovely. Jeff, print it. Yeah. Andy, how are you getting on with the costume?
It's a bit tight round the middle. Why am I the one who has to wear a dress?
Because you're the most attractive.
He's looking a bit healthy, isn't he?
Yeah, come over here, Andy. Let's put a bit of makeup on you.
What's that?
It's beer batter from the chip shop. There you go. Keep still.
Couldn't you have got some real makeup?
Cheaper. And besides, you'll find it dries to a nice white crusty finish. Because you know they all had plague in them days. Come on, stick your tongue out.
That's disgusting.
Is that light aligned correctly?
I don't know. You're the director.
In which case, less of your lip. You're right out there, Andy?
Yes.
OK, on my signal, I want you to glide forward towards the door and bring your face right up to the glass, staring ghoulishly into the camera all the while. Oh, and could you twist the noose round to the front? We can't see it.
Like this?
Perfect. Ready, Andy?
Yes.
And action. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, look at his eyes, Jeff. Terrific.
Help! Help!
Oh, that's brilliant. I love the wailing.
Help!
That's it! Keep it up!
Help! Let me in! They're after me!
I think you'd better let him in.
Eh? Oh!
Come inside, lad!
Shut the door! Shut the door! Oh, thank God! Bloody bastard rabid Flamford seagulls!
I told you that butter was good! Hey!
Okay, Andy, let's see what we've got. Hey, look, there's some good stuff here. That's a good bit. Oh, look at that flying bag of mini cheddars. Makes your blood run cold.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Jeff, look.
What? Where?
Behind the bar. Start recording. Oh. The beer pump moving by itself.
Oh, wait. There's a ghostly disembodied hand pulling it down.
And it seems to be attached to...
Frank. What are you doing down there?
Come on, lads. We're in a pub, on our own, in the middle of the night. Which one of us wouldn't help themselves? Hey, cheers!
3.5 hours. 3.5 hours I was in that bloody shower trying to get the batter out of my hair.
Well, if it's any consolation, you were a very scary Nellie Hewitson, the wailing grey lady of Sharpwater Green.
Thanks.
Here, Andy.
What?
Do you get this strange feeling there's someone behind us?
Of course. It's the shops. There's loads of people behind us.
No, it's just I caught sight of something in the corner of my eye. A flash of grey.
Grey?
Hello, boys!
Oh,
hello.
It's Joyce. Oh, for a moment, never mind. What brings you here, Joyce?
The dog. He brings me everywhere. Oh, I think he can smell food.
That'll be Andy. He's had a battering.
Oh?
That bin liner looks heavy. Do you want me to carry it for you?
I think you'd rather not, Jeff. After you find out what's in it.
What is in it?
Well, you know, they like us to clear up after our dogs. And he's a big dog.
Right. Perhaps you better hang on to it then, Joyce. Hold on a tick. Are you sure it's full of you-know-what?
Of course I'm sure. Here, look.
But this is all woolens, old cardigans, tweed skirts and scarves.
Oh, then what have I left outside the Oxfam shop? I can't stop now, Jeff. I've got to go.
Hold up.
Oh, those poor Africans.
The Oxfam shop's that way.
I know, but he'll only let me turn right. He's a willful beggar. Or superstitious. Cheerio! Left, Goliath, left! Oh, have it your way. Right it is.
Are you all right, Jeff?
Hey? Oh, yes. I was just thinking about that woman in the grey dress who was following us earlier.
That was Joyce.
It was that time. But what if it was someone else? Something else?
Oh, come on, Jeff. Open the door.
Andy.
Yes?
Look at this. Scratched in the wall. The grey lady's initials. NK.
Her name's Nellie Hewitson, NH.
Yeah, but it's only one letter out.
If you ignore the letters I or J. And anyway, we made the whole thing up. Her name, the story. You're being spooked by your own hoax.
Yeah, but once you start dabbling with these things, you can open a doorway to all sorts of unexplained and unsavoury forces. Come on, I'll put the kettle up. Andy, do you see that?
What?
Behind you. A lady in a grey dress.
That's the grey dress you bloody stuck me in, hanging on the door with bits of batter.
Oh, yeah. But even so.
Even so what?
Why did I see it just then? Just when we've been talking about unsavoury forces?
Because you're a prat.
You're right. I shouldn't believe such nonsense. And I won't. Andy?
What?
Can we keep the light on?
No. It's enough that I'm letting you sleep in my room.
But I want to read my Robert Galbraith.
What do you want to do that for? It's 2 a.m.
Well, if I start reading, I'll stop thinking about the...
About the what?
About the...
The what?
About the ghost. There, he made me say it. Now the ghost will come.
There is no ghost, all right? By the way, you do know Robert Galbraith is really J.K. Rowling.
Oh, spoilers! Andy?
What?
Can I have a glass of water?
Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you, he'll catch you if he can.
Good, and what can I do for you?
Well, Dr. Singh, it's probably nothing important.
Your nephew seemed to think it was.
Well, I've been having difficulty sleeping, and the reason is I've developed this irrational fear of the supernatural, and I was hoping that you, as a scientist, could snap me out of it.
I don't know, Jeff. There's plenty we don't yet understand. Things can happen at a quantum level that defy common sense, like bilocation, time shifting, and action at a distance.
Oh, yes. But ghosts, though, that's a lot of nonsense, wouldn't you say, as a scientist?
Well, Jeff, I've seen things in this very room that you wouldn't believe. Out-of-body experiences, telekinesis, a bunion the size of a cricket ball.
Never.
What's the problem?
Call himself a dry cleaner. He says the batter's stuck on this dress for keeps. Well, I can't give it back to Corinne in this state. There'll be questions. I'll bin it and say it got stolen by a hoodie on a moped. There.
Oh, message from Frank. It's up. Hey, Andy, he's uploaded the ghost film.
Let's have a look. Wow, 432 likes.
Hey, not bad.
Aren't you going to play it then?
And use up my data? No, we'll watch it for free on the pub's Wi-Fi. Come on.
Oh, hello, boys. Oh,
hello, Joyce. Hello, Goliath. Look, we can't stop.
Neither can I. I took him out for his 7 a.m. walk and we're still going.
But it's 12:10.
I know. It's his damnable aversion to turning left. Oh, I could murder a cup of tea, but my house always seems to be 2 left turns away. Oh, you boys look green-crackered.
Yes, well, we've been up all night because Jeff suddenly decided he's afraid of ghosts.
Ghosts? Oh, but you look all right now.
Yeah, that's because he's what Brendan Behan calls a daylight atheist.
Oh, Brendan Behan? But he's dead.
No, it's all right, Joyce. It was in a book.
Thanks, Jeff. Anyway, best get on. I didn't fall asleep while he's hungry. This way, Goliath. Turn left. Left! Oh, very well, right it is. Just this once. Oh.
Hey, look at this, Andy. The place is rammed.
I'm not surprised. It says here our film's got over 32,000 likes.
Good grief. And all thanks to 6 metres of fishing line. Let's find Phil Loins and get a free pint. Oh, excuse me, guys. Are you waiting to be served?
Yeah, mad, isn't it? Everyone wants to see where they filmed it.
Oh, you intrigue me. Filmed what, may I ask?
It's spooky happenings at the Grey Lady Arms. Haven't you seen it?
No, we're just a pair of passing locals, you know, drawn in by the cheerful hubbub, aren't we, Silas?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you've got to have a look at this.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Hilarious?
Cue the door. Good, Marshall. Okay, I'll buy that. Fluttering calendar. Jeff, I can still see your ass. Tuck it in, man. Tuck it in. Lovely. String number 3.
Oh, no.
Dear God.
Yeah, looks like the idiots who made this forgot to take the sound off. Oh, the sly buggers.
Hey, cue the door.
String number 3.
Jeff, start moving towards the door.
Please don't call me Jeff.
Hey, lads, 47,000 likes. Do I smell BAFTA?
Listen to it.
Turn on your heel and go back through that door.
Oh.
Good morning, Flamford, and the Three Beaches area. This is Justin Treadwell's Hard Breakfast. With me, Justin Treadwell.
And me, Lucy Travel and Weather.
Not a real name. Next up, the silly side of the news. You've heard the tale of the three fools of Flamford. Well, it's been brought bang up to date by three lame brain locals gone loco who took it upon themselves to fake a haunting.
What?
Yes, Lucy, it was things that go chump in the night when the three Charlies uploaded faked footage to a video streaming site.
YouTube.
Yeah, all right. But forgot to wipe the dopey hoaxer's instructions. Just listen to this.
Fluttering calendar. Jeff, I can still see your ass. Tuck it in, man. Tuck it in.
One more time, folks. Course you do.
Jeff, I can still see your ass. Tuck it in, man. Tuck it in, man. Tuck. I can still see your ass.
Are you enjoying this, Andy?
Not really.
Let's have the Today programme.
And now, thought for the day.
Shall we just have silence?
Please. Do you think it's safe to come back here yet?
How else are we going to get our 200 quid?
That's odd. Where is everyone?
Thank you. We're closed.
Closed?
Sorry, I'm Nicola Bagini, head of assets at Alderman Breweries. I'm just measuring up for the inventory prior to demolition.
Demolition? That's a bit harsh. It was only a prank.
What prank?
Nothing.
This has been on the cards for years, to make way for the new HS4 railway from Humberton via Flamford to the Isle of Skye, which will shave 2 minutes off the journey time to Leith.
Phil never mentioned that.
Who?
Phil Loins, the manager.
Phil Loins? Oh, no. Didn't you hear? He died.
God knows.
3 years ago, drove his car off the clench.
But that would mean...
There. How'd you go in there? He's fine.
I almost had a spiritual epiphany.
No, there he is.
Hello, boys.
Oh, hello, Phil. Sorry to hear the news about the pub. And if my colleague's mistake was anything to do with it, he's sorry too.
No, no, that tape you made was brilliant. Head office are over the moon, in fact. They've suggested we make it a regular thing. Spooky Happenings Thursday with ghost stories, ghost hunters and proper academics. You know, non-loony ones.
Oh, great.
Wow.
And they've even given me the money for a lovely big 55-inch telly to show your film on a loop in full surround sound every Thursday. Forever! String number three!
Super.
I'm so pleased.
Another pub off our list.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and talking of money, here's your 200 quid in cash. That is the way you like it, isn't it, boys?
Oh, thank you, Phil.
But wait a minute. The woman from head office just told us this place was going to be demolished.
What woman?
The woman who was over there measuring up.
Where?
Over there. Oh, she's gone.
Must have popped out.
Hey, what's that?
I'll tell you what it is. The Wailing Grey Lady of Sharpwater Green.
Jeff, how many times? You made that story up, out of your own head.
Then, who's doing the wailing?
Phil, don't!
Oh, hello. There's a lady out here, seems to be in some sort of trouble.
Oh, it's Joyce.
And Goliath.
Oh, Jeff, thank goodness.
What seems to be the problem?
Oh, it's Goliath.
You don't say.
You know, he insists on only going right. Well, in this particular instance, when he turned, I was on the right of him, and the pub wall was on the right of me. I'm pinned, Jeff. It won't budge.
Because that would mean moving left.
Precisely.
Oh, that is a pickle. Oh. Pickle indeed. Handy. Ideas.
Well, it's past 11. If I leave you the keys, could you lock up?
You know what, Andy? Things aren't so bad. The rain stopped, sun's shining. We rescued an elderly lady from a dog the size of Europe. By the way, great idea, using a mirror to convince Goliath he was turning right instead of left.
Thanks.
200 quid in our pockets, and best of all, baked potatoes for tea.
You're perky. What's brought this on?
I went to see Dr. Singh again.
Ah, right. And you talked through your nighttime anxieties, your approaching mortality and your fears of the afterlife?
Yes. Plus, she put me on a short course of powerful antidepressants.
Well, at least one of us is happy.
Why, what's wrong?
I can't stop thinking about that woman. Nicola Bagini from head office.
Oh, smitten, are you?
No, she just disappeared. And Phil Loynes has never heard of her.
Oh, you're saying she's a ghost?
No, I'm just pointing out the facts. She couldn't have got past us. The back door was locked. There's no record of her on the Alderman Brewery's website.
Oh, dear.
Don't you understand, Jeff? Something like that happening before my very eyes is bound to kick massive holes in my rational, humanistic, science-based worldview.
Is it now?
Jeff, will you stop laughing?
I can't. It's these pills. Who's that?
Andy.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. What do you want?
Can I sleep in your room tonight?
Hush, hush, hush. Here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you. He'll catch you if he can.
The Break is written by Ian Brown and James Hendry. It stars Philip Jackson, Alison Steadman, Mark Bennett.